Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. This is Allie Lightfoot. San Francisco-based indie folk and soul artist Sean Hayes is on tour right now. He'll be playing at the Belly Up in Aspen next Thursday. I had a chance to interview the singer-songwriter by phone earlier today. We're going to hear that interview in a minute, but we'll start with his song, When We Fall In. Here's Sean Hayes.
Enjoy the opening that is ours to explore. Now go on,
go on,
come on,
come on,
go on, let's fall in. After door inside every bird, there's a bird. Now go on,
go on,
come on,
come on,
go on, let's fall in. Let's fall in. Every little bird forever rising, forever dying.
When we fall in,
picking petals from a star, she turned a little spark to keep the embers burning.
When we fall in,
holding honey in a hand. Oh, oh, I'm your man, I'm your man.
When we fall in,
freeze a reflection from the glass, the future from the past, forever rising.
I'm speaking with musician Sean Hayes, who's on tour right now and performing at Belly Up in Aspen next Thursday, May 15th. Welcome to Talkin' Music, Sean.
Thanks for having me.
From your bio, and I don't normally read people's bios, but this is so well written that I have to. It's describing your music, and it says, you can hear it in the deep roots syncopation, in the dusty folk stomp, and in the biorhythmic pulse that ebbs and thumps through his soul-tinged songs. It's about words on paper, fingers on strings, impromptu dance parties, darkened clubs, late-night mysteries, firing synapses, human connection, deeper meaning, and the kind of beats that really make a body want to move. And I just thought that was pretty much the best description of someone's music that I've ever seen in a bio. It could actually be a song, I think.
I'll agree with you, yeah. it definitely covers a lot of years of searching for words, and I feel like it covers it. It's interesting, there's a woman named Allie Marshall, I think, out of Asheville, and she did a review of one of our shows a couple of tours ago, and I thought she did such a great job describing the live show and the spirit of it, that, and I really, really got any reviews, so it stuck out. And so we gave her a call and was like, hey, you want to give us a hand?
Right. Yeah. Well, she can write. And I always like picture a dinner party kind of followed by a dance party, followed by like a really sweet after party with a lot of your songs.
It is true. It can cover this weird, it covers a lot of territory that way. You actually reminded me of a wedding I played not that long ago, a few years ago, and I didn't realize I was going to be the dinner band, basically, for this big, very fancy wedding. And then at the end of the dinner, while we were just finishing up our set, everybody got up and started dancing to the music as well. It was great. It was a great little transition.
Yeah, it's a great thing to capture in music. And you have a new single out called Magic Slim versus Dynamite. And I saw the video, which has two men sort of dance battling on the street for money, fame, and a woman. And so it kind of captures this like choreographed mayhem that I think is also reflected in your music. Has like I thought it was a beautiful video, and really I don't know who your editor is, but they did a fantastic job too.
She was the one who did it. Well, you know, I had this really simple idea of basically that the video, but I had very, very low expectations. I was basically like, let's just have a party and film all of our friends having a party and dance, and we'll move furniture. And there was a few segments to it, there was ideas, but I had really low. I thought it was going to be super lo-fi and just maybe we'll get away with this. But then she turned around and did a fantastic job editing all this crazy footage that we just randomly had people taking, and so she gets all the credit for that for sure.
Yeah, I love the like stop action sparkler things in there.
Yeah.
That was way
all
cool.
Totally unexpected. You know, I worked with her on a video a few years ago, and she's just, her and her crew, and she's just one of those people who actually does what she says she's going to do, and she's just, I'm watching her grow and get better and better, and like just to the music, and it just, yeah, props to her.
And you have, you feature some amazing women in all of your videos, really. They're like, well, first of all, they're just beautiful, but they also seem really, they're like real women.
Yeah, well, especially that one was just all friends and people who live in our neighborhood. And it was like, let's have a little dance party. Come over.
Yeah.
But yeah, good people who are down to go for it. And then there was another video from years ago that I kind of got lucky to get connected to the SF Ballet and didn't realize that one of the women was a big fan, and we hit it off, and so she was in the video with some of her ballerina friends, and so she can turn it on.
I also read that you have a theater background. Is that right?
Yeah, I do. I do, somewhat. Theater is kind of what gave me the excuse to finally try to sing. I was in high school, and I think like everybody wanted to sing but never knew I had an excuse to, and I had to sing to audition for this class, and then that kind of broke the ice. And I was around all these kids that could sing really well, and I still was not like one of the singers. But by the next year, I wrote a song, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, this is resonating with me. And then, yeah, after high school, I really had to decide which direction and struggle with that for a few years of going both ways. Ah, oh, music. It was music. But, you know, I always felt like I kind of had to choose one. They both are so demanding. Music kind of won out.
Right. And you talked about how you feel like one of the things that you learned when you were doing theater is that it doesn't work when you kind of stereotype a character. You have to really keep it real.
Yeah, it's called playing character or line reading or these things. And you see it really clearly when you start to study theater because you're taking these classes and you can see people doing it. You know, people think they're playing a country person, so they start acting it. And it's like just, it's a stereotype. And you see it in music all the time, too, where people play at being a folk musician or play at being a hip-hop guy. You know, it's like, so the genre is so over the top, and it smells funny, and it's what, but when people are really honestly themselves, that's what attracts you to things usually. You know, they're in touch with that, and the rest is, you know, good performance and stuff, but you can kind of smell the difference.
Yeah, you can. And I also think that what you're saying about genres too, I find a lot of the music that I like, I don't even know how to categorize it into a genre because it's not really following those rules necessarily. It's more about a feeling than a style of music, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. Usually if it's too much genre, it's like, yeah, oh, they're just trying to fit into their idea of what this thing is. And it's an easy mistake to make sometimes when people are first starting out and things like that. I think studying theater, it just helped also give words to some of these things that you're watching. Like, oh, they're playing at it rather than just being themselves. And, you know, picking up an acoustic guitar and singing a song kind of makes it folk almost.
Right.
You know, that's what makes it, you know, it could be a hip-hop song and be a bomber. You know, there's an element of folk to me. That's, you know, it's like in your clothing. It's like you don't have to do much else. You just have to, you know, try to mine who you are and find out what interests you and what emotions move you and put them into song and try to stay out of the way.
So your song, Powerful Stuff, got a lot of play, well, a lot of mileage, I guess you could say, in a Subaru commercial.
Yeah.
Which I just watched because I didn't remember which one, you know, which commercial the song was in. What was that like? Was it strange to sort of see your music attached to?
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, definitely as a young man back in the day, I was just first starting, I had a lot more reservations about those ideas. And just kind of get older and get different ideas. But, you know, they showed me the commercial, and I actually thought it was pretty good. It had a great story, and the music was incredibly focused in it. It really had an impact in the whole thing. So I was down with it, and it was amazing. Like, it would play for 3 week little segments, and all of a sudden, you knew it the second it was playing. Like the uptick in all of your social things and in your sales, it would quadruple for just a short period of time, and then it would just go away again. So you were like, "Wow, this really works!" Like, if I could get my music in front of people, they might actually be really interested in it. So it's really a powerful, crazy thing.
Oh yes, this is powerful stuff. Got me circling like the moon round the sun. Acting crazy like a fool all drunk. Hear me, this is powerful stuff. There's no way for you to give this up.
Because people now, they find music that way, and then they go to YouTube and they try to look it up, and then they go through a little journey of discovering you. And for any artists out there looking who think they're about to have a commercial, get your YouTube page in order.
Yeah, get it ready.
Yeah, because then that's where the discovery is, and I wasn't prepared for that at all. It was like people went to look for the song, and they found somebody else's site who just put up the song and cover of the record, and then the next thing you might find is like some really bad lo-fi footage of me at a house concert or something. So it was just very unprofessional, amazingly unprepared, which it still kind of is to this day, but it's just me kind of doing all this stuff, so it's hard to keep up.
Well, it's always a surprise too when you're watching a commercial and suddenly you're like moved by it, or you know,
yeah,
you're like inspired by it or something. You're like, what's happening to me? Why do I care so much about this commercial and the music?
Yeah.
Had a lot to do with it. So I wanted to talk about a couple of songs off your last release, your last CD release, which is Before We Turn to Dust. One of the songs that I really like on it is called Bam Bam,
mm-hmm.
Which you could totally dirty dance to that song, I would say.
Yeah, sure.
Can you tell me what inspired that one?
What inspired it? I mean, Bam. The way you walk that thing, locked in a pocket, make a body ring. You know, it's pure woman.
Uh-huh.
It's the archetype, and also specifically, you know, so it's but musically too, it's definitely got a little hip hop and a little bit of rhythm and blues in it, which I like. I love soul and a lot of that. I like a lot of dance and a lot of that stuff. So it's the influence of it has that vibe too.
Make a body ring, bam, bam. Ring a bell, ring a bell. Drop that bucket in the bottom of a well. I am lost in time. Pivot and swing, you're hypnotizing. Oh yeah, there's no surprise. How wanna do when I get beside you? I want to do this right. I wanna see you. I want to do this right. I wanna be with you. I want to do you right. Yeah, that hourglass, gonna turn it over now, not too fast. I want this to last. Listen to the rhythm, we got it. Before you hit the ground, boom, boom.
When you look real close, hard to tell who's in control. Hip hop, hold on, let go. I want to do this right. I wanna see you. I want to do this right. I wanna be with you. I want to do you right. Yeah, the way you walk that thing, all locked in a pocket, make a grown man.
Have a lot of really sweet songs about family and friends in your last CD release, which is Before We Turn to Dust, like Miss You While I'm Gone, and there's also a beautiful video for that song. Does that video feature your real family?
It does, and that was a big question. It was actually the same editor who did the she wanted to do it. I had helped her with something, and her way of returning the favor was like, I'd love to do a little document type video, and you know, and we just had. I know maybe he was maybe one or even under one, I think, actually. So it's like, how do we feel about that? But there's also a big part of my music that is all about revealing and just revealing who you are. So it's part of my thing. So it kind of worked. But our compromise was, you know, putting it up on YouTube and things like that was to not let people comment on that when it's like, because people can get so crazy. So you're like, okay, we'll reveal this part of our lives, but, you know, we'll take off a certain part of social media with it.
Right.
Because it is an interesting thing, and when you're, but it was exactly what the song was about. There was no, you know, it was a beautiful little document. I think it was fun. I imagine my son will enjoy looking back at it when he's older.
How old is he now?
Now he's 3 and a half, and he's got a little brother as well. So
oh, wow.
I'm busy.
Yeah, and I bet your wife is pretty busy, too.
She is. She's ready for me to get back. She actually started a new job while I was away, too, so it's a pretty crazy time to be away. But we talked about all this many years ago before we even got married. Like, how is this going to work? Touring and babies, and I don't know how it's going to work. I still don't know, but you just do it because you're passionate about it.
Right. So I wanted to just talk a little bit about your love songs, because I really think that your lyrics just throughout all of your work, and especially when your songs that are sort of about completely kind of falling hard for someone, which is just an exceptional feeling. Like, for instance, from Open Up a Window, I love that line where you say, I want to stay up all night and do you like a drug. Fall asleep in the sunrise, exhausted by your buzz. I think that captures like a really fun time that you can have with somebody. When did you start like writing love songs? Were you writing them as a, you know, when did you start writing, I guess is the real question.
Yeah, well, I guess it was like I was saying earlier in the theater thing, and then I wrote a song maybe when I was about 17 or 18. And I'd been playing guitar and kind of learning songs, but when I finally wrote a song, that definitely clicked a different thing in me, because I still to this day don't kind of consider myself, I'm not like, I know good musicians, and I'm not quite one of those. But I do like to put words down, and I don't mind getting up and singing. And so, yeah, I wrote a song, and it was, you know, typical, horrible, heart-wrenching tale of, well, probably, that's, you know, way back when you're 17 that you write about probably some homeless person or something. but then got deeper and deeper into it and just exploring it. And I definitely write either emotionally or sometimes I'll write kind of just exploring what's around me and in a not quite as an emotional way. And I'm always just trying to kind of work on it. But then, so if you're working and you're writing and you're working, and you're writing, and you're learning, and then all of a sudden you do get hit by major emotions, you know, the more prepared you are for it after you've been doing it for a while, I think you're more prepared to kind of capture, because you just kind of have to get it down. For me, it's more of like a quick getting it down while it's there and holding on to it. Sometimes it'll take longer, though, too, and I'll stick with it. So, yeah, love is one of those things, and heartbreak is one of those things that comes along. And it's not necessarily something I step up and go like, oh, I want to write these songs. It's just something that comes along and smacks you in the face, and you try to grab it while you can. I kind of document as I go along.
I'm gonna stay up all night and do you like a drug. Fall asleep in the sunrise, exhausted by your buzz. Hear the city waking and the little birds stir.
you said somewhere on your website that you're going to keep releasing some singles for a while, so you're working on some new stuff?
Yeah, I have some stuff, and I did record some more singles, and then I kind of started to wimp out on what I was doing with that. It's been kind of a discussion this whole tour with my friend who I'm touring with to get back and either get back on that or it's like the crosshairs between, you know, putting together a record, or I kind of really like this idea of keeping the conversation going and releasing singles for a while and just instead of waiting dormantly for, you know, to have a whole thing together, just kind of keeping a low simmering conversation going on with people who are paying attention. So that's my inspiration. I just need to like push through a little bit more. I let it go a little bit.
Well, I like it, and I really like the videos that you're putting out. It seems like you have a great like group of people that you're collaborating with for that part of it, too.
Yeah, I almost want to do the same exact video again, just get everybody to dress differently next time, like 20s style or like more elegant, like a crazy tuxedo party, but just basically keep doing the same video with different styling.
I like that idea. So I've been speaking with Sean Hayes, who's going to be performing at Belly Up in Aspen next Thursday, May 15th. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Sunlight on your skin, the tension brewing between your dress and the wind. Brick wall, side street detour, stop. Circle round.